Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. The focus in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev has moved from the murder of MIT police officer Sean Collier to the carjacking of a man in Alston. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has been following the case at federal court and joins us now. Jack, most of the testimony came today from the man who says he was carjacked by the Tsarnaev brothers. How does Deng Meng describe what happened?
Well, Meng says he was driving around after work around 10:30 p.m. on April 18th, 2013. Remember, that's the day before the Watertown manhunt. He pulls over to the side of the road to send a text message. That's when he sees a car park right behind him very quickly, and he sees someone get out of the car, knock on his passenger window. So he rolls down the window, and that's when that person, who he identifies as Tamerlan Tsarnaev, unlocks the door, jumps in the car, and points a gun at him. And he says, "Give me your money." He only has $40. So he says, "Okay, give me your wallet." And he looks at the wallet and he says, "Okay, start driving." So he starts driving around Boston into Watertown, Cambridge, all parts of the area. And meantime, there's a car behind him, a sedan, he says is being driven by Zahar Tsarnaev. So they eventually park on a secluded street in Watertown. And that's when he says Zahar Tsarnaev gets out of his car, gets into the SUV that's owned by Deng Meng. And that's when Tamerlan Tsarnaev takes over driving the car.
Jack, eventually Deng Meng fled, but it took him a while. Why was that?
It took him a while. And the thing is when Zahar Tsarnaev got into the car, he says Tamerlan told him that they both had guns. Now, he never saw Zahar Tsarnaev with a gun, but he did see Tamerlan with a gun. So every time they would stop the car, it was usually in these secluded parts of Watertown, dark streets. There was no one around, and he thought to himself, well, if I get out of the car and I start running, there's two of them. They both have guns. There's no way I'll make it. And he says when he finally did decide to leave, that was at a Shell gas station on Memorial Drive in Cambridge. What had happened was Zahar Tsarnaev had gone into the convenience store to pay for gas and to get some snacks. We saw all of this on security video today. Meantime, Tamerlan Tsarnaev was still in the car. Deng Meng said he was fiddling around with the GPS trying to configure it. He said to himself, this might be my last chance to get out of here, possibly alive or possibly before they go to New York.
For most witnesses in this trial, Jack, the defense has not asked questions, but one of the defense attorneys did cross-examine Deng Meng. Why is this important?
Yeah, the defense wanted to make sure that jurors heard that Tamerlan Tsarnaev seemed to be at least leading that part of the operation. Defense attorney David Bruck got up and asked Meng, okay, it was Tamerlan Tsarnaev who came up to the car and carjacked you. Yes. It was Tamerlan Tsarnaev who robbed you. Yes. It was Tamerlan Tsarnaev who pointed a gun in your face and threatened to kill you if you spoke one word of Chinese. Yes. And those were his questions. But meantime, the prosecution got up again and made sure to point out, okay, did Zahar Tsarnaev also sit in the back seat of that car? Yes. Did Tamerlan Tsarnaev ever point a gun at Zahar Tsarnaev's head? No. In other words, trying to paint them as equal partners.
That is WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. Jack will have more on the trial when it resumes this Monday at 9 a.m. Until then, you can get further insight and analysis of the trial in the WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Finish Line, with WBUR reporter David Boeri and Globe columnist Kevin Cullen. You can download the podcast free at WBUR.org or find it on iTunes by searching Finish Line WBUR.